Hi Clubbers,
I'm Nicole Goodman
and I'm Lauren Mishcon,
and this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
Lockdown has ended, hooray. So I took myself off this morning to the nail salon. I haven't been since the end of September. It was very much needed, and it was half an hour of pure unadulterated joy. And I also chose the colour that I felt was going to bring me the most joy. And that colour is a silver glitter. And wow, it is bringing me all sorts of happiness. So after I left the nail salon, I went shopping for the local food bank and I delivered it because I wanted to counterbalance a selfish, indulgent act for an act of kindness. And that has actually made me feel great. I really like to feel like I'm doing my little bit, especially at Christmas. And all in all, a really nice, joyful morning.
Gorgeous.
I mean, it wasn't a particularly miraculous, special day, but it did bring me joy.
I really hope that's what we're going to highlight here today, is that it doesn't have to be huge and miraculous.
No, you
and
don't
it doesn't
have to go to Disney World.
Yeah. Exactly, in order to find the joy, because I want people to find the joy wherever they are, however they are,
yeah,
and not have to go, like you said, to Disney World to go and find it.
And then the second sort of out of the ordinary, it's still ordinary, but I suppose it's out of the ordinary for
yes
thing, was this.
It is Saturday. The 7-foot Christmas tree has arrived. Normally, this is an afternoon of frustration and much swearing for me whilst I wrangle alone with lights and a huge box of decorations. However, this afternoon, my entire family mucked in, cooperated. I got practical lighting advice from my husband. I got extremely good even bauble distribution from my children. We put on Christmas music. We actually had fun.
Oh.
I have to tell you, it was joyous. And the end result, oh, a thing of beauty to behold. So all the decorations out, the wreath is on the front door, the lights are up in the kitchen, the tree is looking on point, and I am feeling all of the pre-Christmas joy.
Oh, that's so idyllic.
I wish you could see my full bush.
We've talked about it enough, haven't we? How long have you been waiting to say that line? How long?
A week.
The minute the tree went up. I have to tell you, it's one of the best offers I've had all year.
But you know, the joy was so great from that afternoon. I couldn't believe it that I got actual, like, not only cooperation, but genuine happiness in the household. We were going to go out on Saturday night because we could. And we were like, no, fuck it. The house looks great. Let's make gin and Prosecco cocktails at home. Watch Strictly. I was like a pig in shit. Honestly.
Sounds amazing.
Fucking great.
Yes. And tell me, how did it feel in your body? How did you feel?
Just lovely. And it kind of just made the whole evening nice. And that kind of bled into the next day in a good way. Everyone was in a better mood. I think when mummy is in a better mood, everyone is in a
when
better
mummy has had her Prosecco and gin,
then everyone's happy. So that was that.
My kids sometimes ask me to get drunk. Sometimes, mummy, please get drunk. You're much more fun when you're drunk. Firstly, I very rarely get drunk.
You really don't get drunk.
Because alcohol doesn't agree with me. And secondly, they think if I have one vodka tonic that I'm basically a lush.
Is that true?
Well, that I'm a lush if I have one vodka tonic.
Oh, that it makes you a lush.
No,
it doesn't make you drunk. Oh, that it's terrible to have one drink.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's good. They don't live in my house.
I did think, like, you, all they do is see me go to the bloody gym and eat a lot of quinoa. You know?
Oh, it's really good they don't live with me. Now, I just wanted to tell you about another place that brings me joy.
Yes.
But I didn't actually get a chance to visit this week. I kind of wish I did.
To the garden centre.
I love the garden centre. No, it is the John Lewis Haberdashery Department. Now, it is a place.
Can I tell you something that might make your full bush twitch?
Yeah.
I can't believe I just said that.
Come on.
I can't believe I just said that.
Come on, say
your full bush twitch. Yes. My dad listens to this show.
Hi, Tony.
Dad, yeah, come just, on. I didn't say that.
No, she didn't say it. Right.
My parents used to own a small chain of haberdashery stores.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I knew we were meant to meet, Nicole. Do they still have any? Not even one. They have one left.
And what we used to do every night.
Yeah.
Is my mum used to put a big box of zips in the middle of the living room.
Yeah.
And one of us had a stapler.
Yeah.
And one of us would write what inches it was. Yeah. One of us had the tape measure.
You were home editing as a child. You were doing the home edit.
We were like labelling up all the zips.
Oh.
So one of us would measure the zips if it was 7 inch and we would go 7 inch and then the person with the label would write 7 inch and then the next person would go over to the next person and then they'd staple the label onto the zip. And it was a whole production line. We used to do that a lot.
I mean, that is like that's like a dream childhood.
There were buttons.
Oh my God. Did you get to sort the buttons into size and colour?
I don't remember the buttons. But you know what else?
Yeah.
Do you remember at school when we used to sew together the animals? And we used to stuff the animals and then used to sew them. And it came with a pattern.
Yeah, yes.
My mum supplied the schools. So I had endless supplies of these stuffed animals that I could sew.
God, you were a really lucky child.
How'd you feel about that?
Jealous as fuck.
So go on. The haberdashery department.
It is, I mean, have you ever been there?
Well, after my story, I think it's clear to say I never needed to,
You could have gone for like a compare and contrast.
I could have.
It is a place.
But because I guess it's like we always had an endless chocolate tin in my cupboard. So I always had a good relationship with food because it was just.
Yeah, me too. Exactly the same.
Allowed.
Yeah.
But a lot of my friends would come in and
just raid
like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Yeah.
Exactly the same. My mother had a burnt orange, round sort of rubber Tupperware thing and it was full of Kit Kats, Mars, or whatever. I didn't care.
No, I didn't care because it was around me all the time. So I think it's the same with the haberdashery.
Okay. But can I just tell you about the journalist haberdashery department? Please.
Go for it.
It is a place of deep comfort, deep joy. It's
what is it that's in there that brings you such comfort?
It's so peaceful. It's so quiet. It's staffed by elderly women who have just like this innate knowledge of knitting patterns. I do not knit. I do not sew. I do not crochet. I have no need for anything that they sell in there. But at times of despair.
Bet they love you as a customer. I bet you don't bring them as much joy as they bring you.
I'm telling you that at times of despair in my life, I have headed.
Oh, it's actually a mode of self-care for you, this department.
Seriously. And I honestly feel like if there was a nuclear holocaust, that is where I would go. Because nothing bad can happen in the John Lewis haberdashery department. Fact.
Based on.
It's a fact.
Yes, but you're someone that likes to do their research. So I'm wondering if there's science to back that up.
I don't know what it is. It's just a fact.
Unpick it, Nicole.
If they press the nuclear button, head straight there. But don't tell anyone else because it's where I'm going.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll know where to find you.
Right. That's my week of joy.
I mean, I love you. That is the weirdest place to find joy. But I love that you have it.
Go there and try and be stressed. I mean, go into that department, sit in it.
I will.
It,
when I get
be, you just can't.
26 seconds to myself, that's what I'll do.
Okay. You just can't. You just, all you can feel in there is like, I mean, maybe I'll go there to meditate.
Oh.
Maybe I'll go back there to meditate.
Yeah.
That might really piss them off.
That might really, that again, might not bring them so much joy. Just sitting there. With a roll of wool. Do they call it a roll of wool?
A ball
of wool in each hand. Omming.
Oh my God. It sounds like
I'd then have to come and like.
You'd have to come and rescue me.
I'd have to come and like check you out of the priory, I think.
No. You'd have to put me in a temple because I would be like the Buddhist leader there. If that was what I did every day.
You might be the Buddhist leader. I think there'd be many other people around, your husband included, as well as myself, that would be quite concerned.
Anyway, let's leave the John Lewis haberdashery department and
that's what I love about this show. You never know where it's going to go.
You don't know. I'd like to hear about your week, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.